I just got rather sick of it. It wasn't leading to anything. Even then, she'd not been honest. So what will you do? Get a job with another publisher? She'd taken the plunge. Well, I thought I might take a holiday first. I thought perhaps I might go out to Los Angeles with you. I mean, nobody need know. And that was when he told her. He simply couldn't go on. It was tearing him to pieces, sapping his energy, making Lynn unhappy, and was just the wrong thing to do. He was unable to concentrate in his work, and he felt terribly guilty. Altogether, it was time to make a break. There'd been a silence during which she could neither speak nor look at him. Then he started that awful rubbish about loving, and went on to even worse stuff about stable, affectionate family life, exposing all the romance, the secrecy, the excitement, to such a harsh light their affair became pallid. He just wanted a bit on the side. Love had never had anything to do with it. She tried to envisage a stable, affectionate family life, and failed. It was something that had never come her way. But I went along with it, she thought, as the flurries of hatred for him changed course, and she recognised herself as every whit as dishonest as he. She hadn't even wanted him very much. She'd wanted other things she'd thought could be exchanged for sex, and long